One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Bro, I'm eating. It just melts off me. I fucking eat six meals a day.
Yo, we're ready? Recording.
All right, I'm kidding.
You can finish your phone.
I got to do this fucking. I got to do some charity work real quick. I'll hit you back. No, it's Zane and Heath.
It really is charity work.
Their audience is my audience. I'm not fucking gaining anything from being here.
Where are we going with this?
All right, I gotta go. I'll call you later. That's a fucking king of Staten Island right there.
Is that the one that works at the barbershop?
That went down. He did serious time for me. It's a loyal guy right there.
Yeah.
And he's asking to bring you food. Are we good? Are we rolling?
We already rolled. Good. Yeah, you're on the phone when we rolled this.
Cold open?
Going
yeah.
in.
I don't give a
like
fuck.
It.
Whatever.
It's
still
authentic.
Selling drugs, baby. I'm still doing crime.
Me too.
It is what it is. Who edits this?
Not her anymore.
So
hell yeah. I love that.
We let the editor kind of just control that.
And?
But I get the last say.
Okay. Nice. I like that. I like that you guys are growing your team. Where's that fucking little fucking rat?
Oh yeah,
I know. We're pretty upset that Matt's not joining us.
Yeah,
he's
out. You want to guess where he's at? Another fucking wedding.
I thought you were going to say a music festival or some fucking lake playing
somewhere in Texas.
Line dancing.
I brought a shirt here that this is actually my merch, and I'm not doing a plug. This is actually a joke. I had brought him a small for the merch that he inspired because he's so fucking flimsy in my mind. He's a flimsy little weasel.
Yeah,
and I know he's 6'5" and he's actually pretty big. But I thought this would be a funny joke. Exterminator Company. See, that's him on there. He's the little rat.
Getting after Matt.
Oh, man,
rat.
That would have been perfect.
Yeah, let's put that right next to Mariah.
Yeah, this is for that little fucking rat. When he watches this, you know that if you were here, you'd be dead. So you knew you fucking ran. You ran away from this podcast.
I think it was planned. I don't think there is a wedding.
We were all excited for you to just fucking
call this number. See what happens.
If you call that number, it's the song, I Just Want to Go to Burning
Man. It's like your own version of like Rickrolling somebody.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
Yeah. I mean, I do all these weird little things. I don't know if people care or they even take notice, but I enjoy them. It makes this, keeps this fun for me, this life we're in.
As long as you're having
fun,
right?
It's all that matters.
Yes.
Don't worry about
other people.
Jump
right into it.
Yeah, let's do it, baby.
It's coffee time,
baby!
Woo! That looks disgusting.
Why didn't you take that off?
What?
Why didn't you take that off?
I just haven't had time to.
You were out. You were fucking drunk all night.
Yeah, because there was girls last night. And I was like showing my ass off. It was great.
You were lifting your shirt in the club?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Did they know?
Dude, Jack Harlow was performing. All the girls were just like, oh, my God, Zane. I was like, yeah. And they're like,
But he tries to do it like the cool way, like those kids where they're like getting like a little bit sweaty and they're like, act like they're not trying to show it off.
When is that being posted?
Yeah, we can talk about that. We did an underwear shoot together.
Yeah.
Zane produced the whole thing for me because I've been extremely busy lately. I'll get into that. But Zane, thank you. You did a great job.
Of course.
Nice.
We both got like the same deal, and I had to send a whole fucking page concept. And I was like, hey, Jeff, what's your concept? He's like, oh, I didn't need to give him one. I'm just going to hop in yours.
No, I did.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
I did need to give them one. I was just so lazy. I never responded to the emails. And they were like, you're going to lose this deal because you haven't responded to us. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to do what Zane's doing. And then I just let you do all the work. I showed up. I brought my underwear. And you had full makeup done where you had abs put on.
Yeah.
You looked like a men's health bodybuilder.
It's like kind of worn out now. Like it's washed off a little from the sweat. But like it looked
good.
Like the pictures that we took. I look better than Jeff for the first time. My body looked better than Jeff.
That's funny that you needed a whole like concept and he's just going to do whatever the fuck I want. That's gangster privilege.
Yeah.
I just walked in. I've been in training camp. I've been taking my fitness very serious. Not for any particular reason. I know you guys you called me out to box the other night when you had a few cocktails in your first paparazzi interaction in a year, so you were rusty.
That was funny. As soon as I saw the paparazzi.
It was funny to you. The next morning when I woke up and I was like, smash his face with a crane, David.
With a crane.
With a crane.
Over here with Jeff.
I mean, I was mad for like a second, but then I was like, you know what? This is, I just saw the fucking dollar signs, and that's two fights on my fucking radar. I'll do David first. I'll bulk up. I'll get to Zane, and then I'm coming for the Paul
there
brothers,
you go.
Baby.
Dude, both, David was
not,
so pissed.
Just one. I mean, just one Paul brother.
Ooh, tag team would be funny.
Yeah.
Like a little WWE SmackDown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're working on planning Vlog Squad Promotions boxing, and we're going to put on an event.
I think that's a great idea.
We just can't do it like the last one that just happened where nobody got paid.
Oh, did you hear about that?
Dude.
None of the like boxers are getting paid. Like the TikToker versus YouTuber.
Oh, what the fuck am I doing this for then? I quit.
They, they filed like bankruptcy or something, and none of the people are getting paid.
So Bryce Hall got knocked out for nothing?
Yeah.
He became a meme for nothing?
I don't know. I should have asked. I saw him the other night. I should have asked him, but like, yeah. Yeah, it's all over Twitter.
We do have the perfect group for this, though. Everybody has a pair.
Yeah.
Even the girls.
We got Zane and Heath.
Get
we
drunk
got
before it.
Scott, Todd.
Do a bunch of blow in the locker room.
Yeah.
I would come out just wasted.
Yeah, of course.
You and Dave.
Yeah, Revenge of the Crane.
What do you think? Like Jonah and...
Susie.
No, it'd have to be like Jonah and Mike.
Mike Sheffer.
Oh.
Because it would be like a perfect like little balance.
Yeah.
Would I get Natalie or Carly?
Aaron.
No, yeah. You do.
Carly and Aaron would be funny just to watch. Yeah. And then me and Natalie, or me and Corinna.
You and Corinna.
Oh, that'd
Natalie
be a good fight.
And my assistant. I have a gay assistant, Ivan. He's this little Mexican man. And I think that'd be a good matchup. You do man on woman. There's no rules. It's a freak show. It's fucking,
yeah,
we're
I was
not
just
pro
gonna
fighters.
Say that. It's a freak show. It's a circus.
I would pay to watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Sheffer versus Jonah's a good matchup because they got a lot of animosity built up between them. Think of the press conference. David coming out on a crane to the fucking walkout in the ring, and he's in the shovel, and I'm walking out to the Godfather, just fucking a bunch of suits. I'm smoking a cigar coming out of the ring.
That's a great idea.
He's
David could
out.
Poke a finger through a hole through his boxing glove.
Yeah.
And he could just go poking at the good eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'll give him some advantages.
Me and Heath, like, coming out just drunk with, like, a Saddle Ranch flag. Yeah. Or some shit.
Baby oil.
I come out on one of those like rocky horses. That, like I teeter totter out.
Like a mechanical bull. Yeah. It's symbolic. That makes sense.
It's just the showmanship we could have so much fun with. And yeah.
I think
we
so
really need to.
So is this like a free event? Is this like a paid event? People have to pay to watch this?
Oh, pay-per-view. Fuck yeah. We got to fucking get paid off this shit if we're going to put our lives at risk. David's putting his life
at
risk.
But do you think people will buy it if they know it's like not real beef? Because I feel like people buy into this shit.
Oh,
because
we're
it's gonna like
frame
beef.
It as a tennis match. Get David Boyd to sign the contract, and he walks out with his racket, and he's like, "Wait, what the fuck?" Just,
the lights turned on. Everyone's like, "Whoa!
Hell
the ring."
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll get him a trainer. I'll hire him the best of the best. I got Ryan Garcia's whole team that is offering me to train, but I'll give them to David.
Yeah.
And I think David's a fast learner. He's extremely athletic. People don't give him credit for. You know, he doesn't have the fundamentals and the technique now, but I mean, neither.
He does pick up stuff really quick.
He's such a quick learner.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine he knocks me out. That'd be fucking insane because he couldn't do it with a crane. So if he does it with a pillow on his fist, I'd be very impressed.
Yeah.
But I just don't see it happening. But who knows?
He makes like
game.
He makes
anything's
like 20
possible.
Mil. You walk out with like 100K.
I mean, that's probably how it would go anyway. Even if I did win, I'd probably still walk away with 100K. He would probably sell the most pay per views. So realistically, he'd probably get 10 mil and I'd get 100K. But I mean, I'd do it
It'd
for
be worth
just,
it.
Yeah.
You know, morally,
I'd
do it for free.
I'd do it for free.
I wonder if we all put ourselves in that like situation, I wonder how many of us could actually get through training and actually get into the ring and actually fight and like be decent. Our whole group.
Todd would be great. Todd's been training with me.
Todd is good.
Fucking smoked me on the track one time, and then we were like back and forth. And
running,
he runs faster than you.
There were a couple times where I mean I was giving it my all out the gate. He's a good motivating partner, like training partner.
Okay,
you know you need sparring partners. You need guys to get in there, but I'm not sparring yet. I'm letting this heal for 3 more months. My doctor gave me clearance. Mm-hmm. He said, you'll be good to do whatever you want in 3 months.
Really?
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah. It might work to your advantage. You got steel in your face now.
I know. Yeah, actually.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's kind of tougher.
Hit
honestly,
me.
I know this sounds ridiculous and people are going to be like, Jeff's a fucking idiot. It's cringe to see him box. But my eye doctor in Utah, we were blessed with like this fucking genius. Like the guy's photographic memory. He is the best at this game. Like they said he's the second best in the country.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, that's great and all, but who's the first best? You know, like you never want to introduce somebody as the second best.
Yeah.
But his brother is actually the best.
Oh.
And they just say that to be nice.
Yeah.
But he's the man. I got so lucky with my surgeon, and he does a lot of UFC fighters who have this similar injury, okay. Broken orbital. And he said one guy actually got plates put in on this side, and they healed so good that this side became his dominant side. And he asked to get them put on his other side. And
the
guy
was
like, he's like, I'm not doing that, man. But like, you know, like it makes sense, but I'm not doing that.
That seems illegal.
Wow.
Yeah, probably. It probably would be, but you know,
you look really good now.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
I mean, yeah, I'm wearing the glasses right now just because I wanted to come in here and give Matt a hard time.
Yeah.
And I wanted to give him shit.
Yeah.
I came in here hot. I thought I was going to have somebody to dig into the whole time.
Yeah.
But I guess it's just going to be you today, Zane.
No, but we do. You know, we do have.
Because I respect
actually,
Heath. But remember who gave you your start on my fucking show.
I know.
None of this would be possible.
I'm always
this
appreciative
nice set,
about that.
These nice bricks you got here.
It's,
you
know? Wood.
It's wood.
I was really nobody until I was on that episode.
Maybe you should take off the glasses. It is?
We do have somebody for
you
to
Yeah, we do have a special
into,
guest today.
Oh, you got fucking Jake Paul showing up?
Just someone for you to...
Oh, whoa! Oh, all right. I mean, Mike, I'll shake your hand.
Okay. We couldn't have Matt on the podcast, so we had to find the closest thing to Matt.
I'm just going to pretend.
This is as close as it gets.
Matt's manager, Mike Sheffer.
What happened? I'll give him a clap.
Oh, guys, welcome back to Zany Heath Unfiltered.
Yeah, we're here with Jeff Wittick.
We introduced Mike before you.
So far. Who'd you have on? Biggest guest? What's the most viewed?
Stassi.
I think Brittany.
Brittany Broski.
Okay.
Her episode, she'll be
number three. But I'll tell you what, I'm the most viewed on their bullshit fucking podcast over there that they left. They left to fucking do it and they came back. What are you back here for? What's your fucking objective
you
here today?
Why are you so upset today?
Because I wanted the fucking little rat
that talks shit.
He called me out last weekend. And I'm probably coming. The asshole persona comes out too much when Mike shows up. But
yeah,
you know what?
Fuck you.
What's the matter, Jeff? What's going on?
It's easy to pounce on Mike, though. I do it a lot, too.
Where's your boy? Is he scared to be here? I thought this is his job. He has one job once a week. Show up here for 1 hour to do this podcast. I brought the rat shirt that was inspired by you and your whole team.
You little rats.
I love that shirt. You should actually sell it. I think you'll do well.
Sold it out. It's gone.
You sold that out?
Sold out in seconds. Everybody wants to kill Matt.
Wow.
Everybody wants Matt and Mike dead. The exterminators of the rats.
I came on Jeff FM earlier this week, and he issued no less than 3 death threats to his entire fan base. Said, you want to kill Mike Sheffer, slide into his DMs, find his fucking address, and kill him.
And we're going to top that today, baby. Where's the soundboard? I need a soundboard.
He's able to pull that one through.
Damn, I wish I had some buttons to press.
What would you play right now?
Bam, 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 bam. Yeah.
How original, Jeff.
Yeah.
We were talking about how fucking awesome it is. You get to press all these buttons. And shit, you got the FaceTime calls, and
you're doing it big.
We just got this.
Yeah.
Now say something nice about ours.
Yeah.
He likes the bricks.
Yeah. You got a beautiful set here. You got a nice environment, and you know it's comfortable.
Aww.
You guys have a good team.
To say that was
you
really
got
nice.
Good rhythm. You don't talk over each other. Mike comes onto my show.
I don't think he's watching the episode.
And he's deaf too.
Yeah, I'm deaf and blind, and I have brain damage.
But your show is really. I like how unfiltered you are. When we
should
be the ones
that's
unfolded.
The name of the show.
Somehow still trying to plug ourselves.
I really enjoy it. There are moments where I really enjoy podcasting, and then there's sometimes it's just because I'm so free when I get in there. I'm in the zone. I love it, and then I get a little too free sometimes and a little too comfortable, and then you get that one thing that pisses off a small percentage of your audience, mm-hmm. and it ruins everything, and my week's ruined because I fucking crossed the line. So I'm just constantly trying to balance on
just
that line
navigate
with
it.
What I can get away with, what I could say that are jokes and people don't get pissed off.
I wish we just had a list, a curated list of what can we say and what can we not say. We just
That would stress me out.
I know.
How about
know,
just everybody something we always need.
It's either nothing or you don't give a fuck like me and you know, you just sell fucking rat shirts and that's your income and that's what you survive off of, you know?
We feel like we don't give a fuck till until something happens and we're just like, shit!
Fuck, we do!
Yeah, fuck them, we don't care.
Guys, we have to be more filtered next episode.
Yeah, I mean, it's all bullshit. It's all a fucking simulation, it you know, is. Right, it Mike? Really is. It's none of the shit's real.
None of it's real. This is all, it's all, it's all flimsy.
It's all,
yeah, it's all woozy-wazzy. It's flimsy.
Did your, car run out of battery?
No, I found a charger. Thank you.
Oh, you did get a charger.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear Mariah?
I got robbed this week.
I'm like, you're driving?
Oh yeah, I got a car.
You didn't know you got a car?
I don't think I knew that.
You didn't ride
I got it
skateboard.
A couple months ago.
Bring your skateboard.
Yeah, they stole the charger for that too.
Yeah, so I bought a.
Wait, really?
I got a Tesla like 3 months ago, and I have the charger for it like hanging over my garage gate. And then I came home from dinner like a week ago, and it was just jacked out.
Oh, especially in LA. Come on.
I know.
You're going to hang it over your gate.
Doesn't the car come with one?
It does. That's the one that I plugged in.
I thought they stole it from the
garage. So why would anybody need to steal one?
Because they sell. They have a high resale value because they're like $500.
Okay. And is, that also it? Is that it from the mic segment or is this going to be the whole episode?
Oh, no. We're finished with them. Actually,
you want me to leave?
You can leave.
Okay. Thanks for coming. No.
Kenny,
you can say just don't talk so much about yourself.
Please stay.
I'm just used to getting bullied by a
tour.
He's doing a press tour about his car charger getting stolen.
Oh, yeah.
He came on Jeff FM and he's like, oh, I got robbed. It's probably on Hoot and Half.
You're just trying to make fun of
it. Is it on Hoot and Half? Did you tell the charger story? Bro, this guy's doing a PR run. My house got robbed.
Yeah, I don't
he
like getting robbed.
Back.
Yeah,
I don't want to get fucking robbed. If you see,
but we
a
heard
Tesla
the story,
charger,
bro. We don't need 4 hour fine. Podcasts about it. You know? People want to know about me. They came from me.
Do
they want to know?
Do they really?
They want to know how I'm doing mentally. They want to, right? Isn't that?
Yeah,
what we're
no, because we're all curious. You know, I mean, we've all talked, but
because you guys
just now, recently.
I want to be clear here that you guys were all very good to me, especially Mariah. You know, like I mean, the boys. These guys don't want to text me all the time. I get it. I don't need it, and I was very distant. I wanted to push you guys away and just be by myself, and I don't want anybody to see me weak and sad and depressed. But Mariah sent me a lot of nice texts, and your mom went to go meet up with my mom in Staten Island.
They really hit
I
it
I think
off.
That's so funny that your mom just hang out.
Bro, moms, they're worried about us, you know? And they just want to make sure that...
No matter how old
that,
you get.
Yeah, so that was really nice, and she talks about it a lot, like how much that helped her through the whole thing.
Good.
She just got a random call from Natalie, a voicemail, because it was an unknown number she didn't answer. Mm-hmm. And... it was just like, Jeff's in the hospital, his head's cracked open, he might die. So of course she freaks out, and she's all the way over there, and we're in the middle of nowhere in fucking Utah, and I'm out cold now and getting surgery, and I couldn't talk to her, so it was so nice just to have like Mariah and people reach out to my mother, because that's all I worry about. Yeah. Every time I got arrested, I went to jail, and I'm not even worried about myself and my own well-being. I'm just worried about how pissed my mom's going to be. Mm-hmm. I was 25 getting arrested and, like, calling my friends, like, tell my mom I went on vacation in Cancun. Like, do not let her know. Like, just be like, I'm in Mexico. I have no service. And she always found out. But, you know, we're adults now.
Yeah.
We learn and grow from these experiences. And that's all you can do in life, you know?
Exactly.
So get canceled. Say dumb shit and learn from it and grow. You know?
Okay.
I can't believe it's been a year today.
It's today. I was hoping you guys would
have
a little excavator.
Happy anniversary.
We didn't know
cheating death.
What to do.
Well, I think make as many jokes about it as possible.
Yeah.
All of us as a group, I think it's time that, you know, it was a little rough in the beginning when I was like, am I going to lose my eye? And all that stuff was depressing. But now the eye's good. I think it's time we fucking joke about it. You guys finally got something on me.
Yeah. I mean, we're all really careful, especially like months after we're like, you know, he's still like recovering.
Well, I'll still strike you if you go too far.
Yeah, no, obviously. But, like with a crane. Not like that.
I think that was right on the line.
Right
I think
on
you
the
were
line.
Good. Yeah. It's like crossover.
I did that. I did that for you. I was like, I know Jeff's going to see this. And
you gave me content for a month.
Perfect.
I'm starting a training camp and I'm probably going to get paid
out. A second documentary on Zane.
Yeah, I got a whole nother documentary. Now we're gonna have to fight at the end of this.
We had a little sparring match yesterday. It was just for the video, but like he fucking beat my ass.
Well,
like,
we wanted it to look real.
It looked too real.
It felt real.
Do the body shots are they sore today?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
I think it's the spray on abs. I think it was like it sealed it.
Kind of
sealed the
bit.
Hits. Yeah.
So he had these fake muscles on, and he's like hit me in the body. So I was whacking him hard. Like, I'm hitting him with shots to the body, but they're not real abs. So he was like,
we know.
Like, what the fuck?
You, you see the spray paint, like, jiggling in slow motion.
I was trying to look good, but he just kept fucking beating me. So the whole video, I was in my head, was like, me and Jeff are gonna, like, I'm gonna hit, he's gonna miss, he's gonna hit, like, I'm gonna miss, but like the whole time I'm just
we're not gonna choreograph this wanted. Whole like fight but, yeah. sequence.
Yeah, no, we could have worked on a fight sequence. I just, you know,
well, oh yeah, you want to see my abs?
Yeah, make it real.
Yeah, show they're still so there can from see. 24 hours ago.
They're
it looks
lot,
like you
a
got a bad
off.
Wax job. Like you did a wax on Groupon and they just didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
It almost really looks good. Like, you know when you like peel like a Band-Aid or tape off of you and it leaves yeah. like that kind of like residue?
Mm-hmm.
Like it looks like
oh,
kind of
yes,
gummy.
It does.
Well, it's like when we have a beach day, I kind of want to hire her to just kind of give me a touch up.
You go into the ocean, like you come it's out like... and it's dripping down and you don't notice
That's
it.
That's funny. If she, I can have her not seal it one day and that could be just a funny shot of just dripping down my body.
I can't wait to put out the pictures from this shoot.
Was it tidy whities or boxers?
Well, they were tight, like briefs.
Oh, okay.
The pictures were taken. It was so funny. It was like a locker room set. We're in our underwear, so we're both already uncomfortable. And he's like taking his shirt and like doing the whip. Like, so she was just getting pictures of that. It was just funny.
Yeah.
We're both like, all right, let's end it here.
It's either going to turn out really good or horrible, but we'll
but
see.
They look good. We saw the pictures in like the camera roll. They looked
nice.
Like, it looks like a Men's Health magazine.
Yeah. You did
we
a good
went
job
above
producing
and beyond.
That. You are good at putting together big productions, Zane. I always told you this. You like, you know, this is great, the podcast, but I miss your, like, I wasn't around for those Vlog Squad organized big videos that you did with, like, you know, the choreographed dances and stuff like that. And that was, I
think, Zane gets in the zone. He's a totally different person when he's, like, producing something.
I want to see Zane make a musical. Just like,
oh my
a
gosh, musical. Yeah, jeez. That would be good.
I think you could pull it
you
off.
And Matt?
I think you can make something really sick.
I just. All right, careful. I just can't get myself to that point. Like, I feel like I'm only good at like recreating shit. I'm not good at just like creating
you
something.
You are good,
new.
Bro. You gotta believe in yourself. You gotta take a few days off of Saddle Ranch and stay home and write.
I haven't been to Saddle Ranch in like
24
Pink
hours.
Pink Taco is down the street. It's not a difference, bro.
Different. Zane, you're still taking shots at a bar. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I'll get there at some point.
Yeah, we all want to make bigger shit all the time, but you know, podcasting is what it is now. So
yeah,
you know.
I think we just need to get out of here. I think the city is like kind of sucking us.
You want to move
and
to Florida?
I don't know. I think that it sounds kind of crazy now, but I feel like that would kickstart just our creative.
Yeah,
I
had
see
a
us
great
getting
time
out of here
Florida.
For a little while.
When we went to Hawaii, we were on a high.
Yeah,
everyone was like content. Like,
yeah,
we had a big dip, but as soon as Hawaii hit, we were like. Work
mode. It's just getting out of like this like routine of like the everyday like same shit.
You gotta hit the reset button.
Yeah.
That's what it
like
was. Yeah.
Sparks your creativity. Like just
yeah.
A lot of like songwriters do it too. Like they'll just like go away. You know.
Yeah. So if you guys are depressed at home right now, go take $1 million Hawaiian vacation, and it'll cure your depression. I went to fucking Miami.
Anywhere,
For it cost me. I mean, I put Steven and the whole crew, my guys. I put them all in one hotel room.
Not all of them.
Yeah. Two beds.
You were gone
beds.
For like 2-3 weeks, right?
Yeah. Well, I went by myself, just enjoy myself, no content. And then I went back and I got my content boys, my crew, and I brought them back out there for the TikToker fight that went out of business or made no money. But they gave us free tickets, and it was just like a cheap vacation. But we all had a blast. We had a bonding experience. You guys should do the unfiltered team vacation.
We should.
That would be nice.
Where would you guys
really
want to go?
Nice.
It doesn't matter, Mike. You wouldn't go. It would be Matt
that would
go.
Where are we going?
He's in that seat for fucking 10
minutes.
Just let
me know.
I got
Mike,
my passport ready.
Did you like my comment back to you today? I did a nice, long, emotional caption for my post, my anniversary post. And Mike was like, what did you say to me?
I said, Jeff made this whole beautiful post, graphic content, but it's been a year since my accident, posted the recovery.
So grateful for
photos.
All the support, the love and support from you guys.
And everyone's commenting all this nice stuff, all his friends, and it's going great. And then I just said, we're all happy you're here, Jeff. Heart. And then he wrote, like, go fuck yourself, you fucking rat.
I said, go fuck yourself, rat boy.
Yeah. I think you did the right thing.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I sent nice messages to everybody else that was deserving of
I still
them.
Get death threats from your audience of,
good,
go fuck yourself,
coming.
You fucking...
You're over here watching, send them over. Mike Shepherd's Instagram.
I get calls all the time. You should have grabbed Jeff from the water sooner.
No, you did. You were one of the first people to get to me. But you were closest. Todd, Scott, the way they sprinted out, they were fucking like Jesus running across water.
But he's saying your fat ass can get off the tractor in
time. You're right next to him and they got there sooner.
He turns around, goes down the, like a little ladder step.
Zane has the abs back then. He's like, I can't
get away. I have a friend deal.
Hold on, we might have.
Sorry, I'm like low energy because I've just been doing 6 hours a day of training, strength and conditioning, technique, martial arts. You know the deal, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm working on spinning back kicks, all my spinning techniques.
I'll teach you what you need to know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm working up to get to that level. But
you love doing
we just love, talked like, about organizing an event, and we found you an opponent. I think you and Jonah are a good matchup.
Fuck him up, dude.
You think so?
Jonah? Dude, that kid is slow.
I feel like it'd be a really good matchup.
Dude, he's slow.
Send the thing is that
I bet you he would cry, too.
Send him a call out right now. Use
I
this opportunity. Is there a camera on, Mike? Or do you
yeah,
do you show Mike on here?
Fuck you, Jeff.
Oh, nice. I see it back there. Yeah. Wow. All right.
I mean, I don't want to fight Jonah. But
or Vardon.
He's the child.
No,
I'm not
do your fucking call out. You're Conor McGregor right now, and you're calling out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do your call out to Jonah.
I have no beef with Jonah right
now. Draw.
But if Jonah wants to fucking step into a ring, it'll be the last thing he ever did.
Yo, Jonah, you
heard
that?
He's gonna die in that ring. The last thing he ever did?
You just said to fucking Conor McGregor. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Jeff.
So he's gonna fucking, he's not leaving that ring.
Probably, not without a stretcher, or two stretchers, probably.
Oh!
He's gonna need a couple guys to hold that up,
yeah.
That stretcher. Yeah. All right.
Who are you gonna fight, Jeff? Oh,
who do you want to fight, realistically?
I mean,
not
main
David,
event?
Though.
I mean, fucking, I don't know. Nobody's taking the bait. I've been talking about it, but, I mean, like, David would be a funny one to get my foot in the door. If not, I'm just going to go down to Tijuana and fight a pro down there. There's some scrub that has, like, a shitty record.
Whoa, just to get a real fight. Jeff.
I want to be in a cockfighting arena, fucking people screaming, and I'm just down there, millionaire, waking up in my silk sheets, and I'm still getting out of bed training, fucking trying to inspire the youth. You know, anybody could do it. I was dead broke. I was in jail.
It's inspiring.
I got my head cracked open. I was supposed to be dead, but now I'm back a year later. I'm in training camp for what? God knows what. Who knows what the fuck I'm doing? You know, working out. What am I training for? But if I don't get a fight, I will use this knowledge. I will take it with me through my life, and I will give it to my kid, and I will raise a UFC champion from birth.
That's cute.
Did you think that was sweet or
yeah,
fucking bad shit crazy?
Sweet.
No, it was sweet.
A little bit of both.
You're looking out for your future.
Yeah, I almost teared up.
I got caught up at going to a cock ring?
Cock ring?
Bro, imagine the cocaine.
I'm a millionaire with a cock ring.
I think he's talking about chickens fighting each other, not what you're thinking about, Heath.
No, in like, if we're going down to Tijuana, and I'm just picturing like how they have the cock fights, you know, like the roosters go out and everybody bets. So I'm guessing that's how the boxing like fight that I would
like that the cock fighting like. Like ends, then they open it up to like
that's
people
the undercard, and then he's the main fight.
God.
Right?
I mean, yeah, that would I'll come in after the cock.
Or would
fight.
You fight one of the chickens?
No, I would take a real opponent. I would take any Mexican boxer that I mean, not any Mexican boxer. I want to find a scrub to get. I want to fluff my record up. You know,
right?
I want to get pro fights in real boxers. You know,
yeah.
On the verge take a of different like retirement. Approach.
I know I'm getting old, but I'm in my physical prime right now.
No, I'm saying you want to fight like almost retired people. That way you can like.
Yeah.
Have like a guarantee.
Fluff up that record, you know?
Yeah.
I want to fucking Jake Paul this shit. I want to fight basketball players and fucking YouTubers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to come in here like Bryce Hall. I've been in 40 street fights.
Oh, is that what he says?
But yeah, he's never claimed
first
to be a fighter.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I've never claimed to be.
That worked out so beautiful.
We called that. As soon as we saw it live, we're like, that is going to be spliced together.
The
next morning, I went on TikTok, and sure enough, I saw like three of them. And I was like, that's
oh,
so
man,
funny.
That poor kid, bro. I mean, Bryce... He came on my show. He was very nice off camera. You know, like he kind of ups that whole persona, like that Paul Brothers shit. But he was a very nice kid off camera. And it's a shame that, like, if he's not getting paid on that, like, I mean, it worked out
and
the worst way possible.
I think I think they got their rate, like their fixed rate in the beginning, which is like nothing close to what
they were
supposed
to make
get after.
$4 million or something. And that's like the only reason he agreed to do it.
He didn't make anything.
The amount of people, the pay-per-view sales were like 136,000 tickets bought.
Jesus. Damn, that's brutal. Because he did that shit for the money.
Yeah.
Like, I'd go in there and I'd fight David just for vengeance.
You know? We know.
Revenge of the Crane. That's what the title of the event would be. And you know how the McGregor-Khabib thing?
Yeah.
With, like, the bus and they threw, like, the... He threw the dolly at the bus and, like, people got hurt.
Ours no, it should be a ring in the middle of the lake.
I mean, that would be cool. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. Let's hype up this event.
Who do you think would win between Zayn and Heath? Who would win? What's your take?
Oh, strong legs, Heath. Man. Zayn has powerful legs.
He's got big legs.
I got my money on Heath.
Boxing
comes from Heath Zayn. Would hit Zayn and Zayn would be like, hold on, wait. Hold on, what?
Hold on, wait, what? Heath and I were saying, like, imagine we just go to our corners. Like, you know, after each round, you go to our corners, we just take a shot. Like, just the camera catching us both taking a shot, going right back in the ring.
I mean, it's entertainment. You know, we should have fun with it if we do it. But there will be bloodshed in these fights.
Yeah,
you know?
Jonah's going down.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about, Mike. My man.
Now he's getting into
fucking
it.
Now
he
I'm
likes it. It feels good,
here.
Huh?
To hype some shit up, yeah. I'll fuck him up.
Just imagine Mike Severn with like just the shorts and the fucking gloves.
Jonah is pretty strong, though. Like, he's definitely got weight on
me. And he's
got
technique. He trained boxing. Yeah, I guess their father put them in boxing early on. But, bro, the guy can't run a half a block without throwing up.
Yeah.
So 30 seconds into that fight, he's puking, and then you just tee off on him.
Yeah. But he did your Beefy Boys situation where you know, had him training
and punch through that. You think he got in shape through that?
I don't know.
He
You're not a good trainer,
he
Jeff?
He waterloaded before the weigh-in. He knew. He had true. Inside info.
Where is he? I haven't seen him in a while in your stuff.
Who cares?
That's
a waste.
It.
Yeah.
You guys ended the friendship?
And he chose to end it. He kicked me out and, went a different route. But now he's back and he's doing great. Good for him. Happy for him. We'll see.
We'll see him in the ring.
You posted on Instagram today that you're maybe opening up a kebab shop.
I'll open up a couple kebab shops. I'm franchising. I'm branching out. I'm trying to take over the Glendale area.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of Los Angeles.
Like,
I'm going for his livelihood.
Your slogan should be, we got beef.
Oh, we got beef. Very good, Mariah.
Damn, Mariah. Yeah,
we
got beef. That's great.
Yeah. We got beef. Yeah, I cannot wait. I'm really excited. Kebabs have been my passion my whole life.
You have not stopped talking about it since we met you.
Yeah. What's your company colors? What are you thinking?
Company colors we're working on. Maybe I'll go like an Italian flag or something.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
You know, different route.
Italian kebab spot?
Wait, what is Wittick?
Wittick
That's not
is
Italian.
Actually Sorry. Slavic.
So you're a fraud?
No, my mother's full Italian. Her last name's Felsi, and my dad is half Italian. And then he's half, like, a few other things. I don't know. But so I got a little Dobrik in me.
I was gonna say,
We have a little bit of that same. I don't know, similarities if you see any in us.
Makes sense.
You know, yeah. I guess it's just who I am. You know, I tell the truth. I use whatever you want to know about me, I'll tell you the truth.
Well, we know a lot about your bad history, criminal record, stuff like that. But I want to know your last good deed you've done. Like what was the last
besides this?
Yeah, all we hear about is
inspire millions every day. I inspire millions every day. I get messages from millions of people.
Or somebody across the street.
He helps homeless people all the time in his videos.
Well, I mean, I don't want this to sound like a plug, but I do have a Patreon. And on there, I have long conversations with people that related to me through the accident. And I never thought that I was going to set out and make a documentary like what it turned out to be.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be like some cheesy fucking overcoming your fears of skydiving documentary. And it just turned out to be like a life story with a near-death accident. And it became a bigger piece. And I know all of us were like worried, like, is this going to fucking bandwagon David's cancellation from other shit?
I think we were just all scared just about everything.
You and me had a talk about it. And you were like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of misunderstanding and just not knowing what... Yeah, I was like, this is a different type of piece than any of us have ever made.
Yeah.
And I have lifelong injuries that I'm used to now, but I'll deal with them for the rest of my life.
Mm.
And when I come back to this piece, I just need it to be as true to me as possible. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to live with telling this fake story and fluff it up. And there's nothing bad about it. You know, an accident happened.
Mm-hmm.
And people make mistakes and shit happens. You know, and the only way to move on from it is if I literally forgive everybody and then get in a boxing ring and bash his skull.
There you go.
But you know, we're all comedians. We're all gonna fucking make jokes. We all have dark senses of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we all click so much. When I came into your guys's crew, that was already established and you guys already had a good thing going. Mm-hmm. I love that you were all able to make such dark jokes on each other and get away with it, because it's like some people are too sensitive. Fucking everybody's too sensitive in this world besides our crew. Mm-hmm. And even me being able to call Mike a little fucking weasel, I'll punch his rat face.
Well,
you know,
he is.
I think, I think the big thing depends on like your personal relationship with the person that you're talking to.
Yeah.
Like you could see something online but not know how they are together and if they can take it, if they can't, and what they're like relate, like Zane could say anything to me, I could say anything to him, like, and nothing will be like...
Because you guys are BFFs.
Right, you know what I mean?
That's a real friendship.
Exactly.
When you could do that. Yeah. And I came in, and you guys were all just fucking cracking jokes on each other, and some people can't take it, and I'm all about that shit. If you guys came to my New York barbershop growing up, I mean, we went in hard on each other. Like, you fucking, your girl cheated on you.
Yeah.
We're not there to console you the next day. We're fucking roasting you for it. You know? Like,
just
it was
being
bad.
In that barbershop for like 5 minutes, the shit you guys were saying, it was like, fuck.
It's horrible.
This is crazy. Yeah.
It's very like,
it's funny.
UK,
it was funny tough though.
Yeah.
Tough
it's love. Like UK, Australian humor. Like, those fucking, they don't give a fuck out there. I think LA is just so soft. And it's us that need to carry on this real comedy, you know, this real fucking humor. Like, we did the roast. That was fun.
Yeah, that was great.
I wish you guys were more involved in that.
I think we
should do the next one.
Yeah, I think we were just busy doing shit. We said we would do the next one, though, because half the people didn't, like, go up there.
Yeah, yeah, that was
a
fun,
really good time.
Yeah, it was really like nice just everybody being together and just roasting each other. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Loved that.
Yeah, there's nothing better than a good old roast. You know, Mike got most of the roasts, and like,
were you up? You were up there too?
No,
right?
No, I was sitting in the audience. I didn't even know.
Oh, you just got all the.
He was a star, though. Yeah.
It wasn't the roast of
Everybody
Jason Nash. It was
to say about Mike.
It was the roast of Mike.
Everybody
Sheffield
came up there and said, "Fuck Mike Sheffield." I said, "Oh, what's Jeff Epstein doing in the audience?" and you know, people get it. They know it's fucking. It's just a joke. He resembles him. They understand it's a simple joke.
Yeah, it's been a fucking year.
It's like it's like from here to here. It's
you guys do look.
Guys, not all Jewish people look the same, by the way.
The Jew, the funny. He texted me that today, and I was like, fuck, that's good.
Okay, just put up a picture of Epstein next to Mike's face for a reference, just so they know what we're talking about, just in case, because I know you guys have a younger audience.
Jeff.
Yeah. I want them to know exactly what we mean here.
We're trying to grow our audience in age, so.
Who does Jeff look like?
We'll have him grow with you.
Well, I was just going to ask, Jeff never answered the question of a nice deed that he did, other than say, I get paid to talk to people, so why
don't you say something you've done? Honestly, bro,
what you are doing is amazing.
Yeah,
I have seen you told me a lot about it, and honestly, really awesome.
Those calls are really, really meaningful.
It is. They do pay for it, but realistically, it takes away from my work, and I'm losing money to do them. And it's like kind of like it, as an addict. Like I was an addict once. I was addicted to alcohol. I talk about it publicly, and I stopped. And I didn't do the 12-step program, but at the end of the 12-step program. You are supposed to like now help people and pass on like if I see somebody that has a problem with drinking, like
I haven't seen you help me once.
You're not in the fucking Godfather. you know, I only have enough to spread a little bit, you know. But like now, I have to help these people in order to help myself too. Like it's a two-way street. Like some older women are in there like 60 years old, and they'll call me to talk about. Like their addiction kid. Or their kids or like their kids were in an accident and how I dealt with my stuff. And I'm still figuring it out every day. So we're helping each other, and it's really nice, and I enjoy it. And that's what I feel like is a good deed. I don't know, Mike. I'm not walking down the street giving $20 to a homeless guy to buy crack with it. You know, I don't feel like that's the best, most efficient way I can help.
And filming it and putting it on TikTok to show how good of a person you are.
Yeah. No, I'm like doing real shit off camera.
I always want to see
behind the scenes of that.
Oh, man.
What?
I feel like
people
some of those kids take the money
what
back.
They're doing. Like, good deeds.
I just can't believe the people commenting, like, this is the sweetest thing. I was like, no, it's not. It's on camera. Yeah. What do you mean?
And I'm not saying all the people in there are drug addicts, you know, but.
I'm gonna sign up so I can call you anonymously. Just talk to you on the phone just so I can vent.
Just to hear what you said.
I mean, bro, I never thought I'd be an actual motivational speaker or inspirational person. I always used to roast those guys. I don't know if you saw before. I used to make these motivational, like,
Monday,
parody videos.
Motivational
Monday. It was, like, mocking, like, all the motivational speakers. But yeah, you never know where life's going to take you. And I've been through a lot of shit. And if I could share it and help people, then it doesn't go to waste. It feels like all that trauma was for a reason.
Learn,
you know,
from all your mistakes.
Yeah, learn from all your mistakes. That's the best life. Way. You don't need fucking school kids. Fucking tell your parents, I don't need this shit. Jeff Wittick said fucking. I
honey, how street. Was your call with Jeff? He told me to drop out and fuck school.
And burn the house down for the insurance money.
Burn down kebab restaurants. Every single one but the new ones that I'm opening the franchise.
I say drop out if you have
if you
a plan.
Know what to do.
If like you
have
know a plan.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. Out. I'm kidding about dropping out. Finished school. I even did a year of college.
You went to college?
Over I tried doing college, yeah.
Could it be me?
Yeah, like Heath and I, we dropped out of college pretty much.
Yeah,
because
we were
wanted
so close
to pursue Vine.
Know what you're gonna do, have a solid plan. You just wanted to make 6 second videos.
I can't believe we quit thinking that like just $500 every month each would have like
you had a gut feeling.
I gave up my entire education and my whole future, like my whole path. Like I was gonna go into law enforcement.
Huge risk.
And I would never get hired again if I continued doing what I'm like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They wouldn't hire me.
No, not after the shit you said.
I was just like, you know what?
The internet.
No.
Fuck it, let's go.
Yeah, what did you want to be? Like just like a blue and white, like just cop, everyday cop?
Undercover?
Or did you want
to
go into
I wanted to do like undercover stuff because I like grew up acting. Yeah. And I thought it'd just be cool to be like.
You know, that goes so hand in hand with like what I was doing because you're plain clothes.
You'd be perfect.
You're looking to buy drugs. You're trying to set up drug dealers. And it's like you're basically doing the same shit, you know, but only your intentions are on the other side. So it's like so similar. And I was always like, if I wasn't doing this, it'd be cool to do that because I know so much about this world that I think I'd be good at like busting these people, you know?
Yeah.
And once you're in that game, everybody else that's doing it is your competition.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't just see another drug dealer and be like, oh, it's fucking dope that you sell drugs. No, you're my enemy, you know? You're a target. And that if you were a detective, you were undercover, they'd be your target too. So we would team up. I'd be paying you off on the side, like Departed, you know?
Just assuming I'm a crooked cop.
You gotta have an inside man.
I'd be paying you off. You'd be splitting the profit.
Who's the rat in this crew? Oh, I think I know. I think that's easy. Well, I would be Matt, but since you're filling in for him, we found the rat in the crew.
Okay.
Damn, you guys have
so
to watch
fun to do.
The Departed.
Like scary, but fun.
Yeah.
You get to do like all this illegal shit, but you don't,
shoot up
you're
this
not,
heroin, prove you're not a narc. And it's like,
he's like, do
have
I
you
have
ever,
to? He's already shooting it.
Have you ever called 911?
No.
Would you ever?
Nah.
Would there ever be a situation where you call the police to come to save you?
I can't imagine him calling 911 for anything.
We called 911 for your eye.
Did you?
Yeah.
He didn't call though. He
but
didn't
we also
call
had
it.
No service. It barely went through.
911. What's your emergency?
Oh,
and then they said, "Where are you?" We're like, "We don't know. We're not sure."
No, Jeff wouldn't have called. He would have got out of the water and still drove.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to say, I cannot believe you were fucking coherent through that whole thing. You didn't get knocked. Like,
thank God though.
I still can't believe that.
I can't believe they got pulled over on the way.
Yeah,
I remember we were trying to like keep you up. We were trying to keep you up the whole time. We were like, "Don't fall asleep," because my mom said like falling asleep after an injury like that is like the worst.
I know
thing
everybody
you
was trying
do.
To keep me awake. And respect for nobody filming. I mean, I would have loved it after I realized I'm going to make a documentary on it. You know, but nobody thought that.
We did not think that there was
going to
be
the
anything.
It was the doctor that was like the doctor sat us down and he's like, "Oh, we found out that you were YouTubers because David was the only one allowed in the hospital with me." Yeah. He's like, "You guys are big YouTubers, I guess, because everybody like all the nurses are freaking out." And they're like, "Why are you not filming this?" And David's like, "Oh, we don't make videos like that." Mm-hmm. And I said the same thing. And he was like, "Well, you have all these people that look up to you. You're dealing with a real situation here. I think you could really help some people." Yeah. And that was the moment where I was like, "Fuck, like, I need to do something with this. Otherwise, it was all for nothing."
Yeah.
I mean, that's it would have been nice to have that fucking footage of you guys like filming me getting out of the water and stuff.
Yeah.
But
I know
it was like
I know
like,
you were all like freaking out.
Nobody had the strength mentally to pull out. Like
it was terrifying.
Except for Jonah.
Terrifying.
Jonah went to do it, and Kyle was like,
"No." The only Jonah.
Not all the time. Jonah was like, "Thumbnail, hell yeah, that fucking
hey man."
Oh fuck!
You got pulled over on the way to the hospital.
Yeah, we were rushing to the hospital because everybody thought I was done. They
and the hospital
like
was far; like it was like
it was 20 like minutes away, right?
My
minutes,
skin was like pale.
You were
white.
Pale white when you came out of the water, and you were just like, damn. And that was it.
Yeah. You know, I said to you, I was like, damn, I got rocked.
Yeah. You said, I got rocked.
Oh, my God. I don't know why.
Oh,
it was like,
my gosh.
And so who drove to the hospital?
There were some people on the beach that were doing our next stunt.
Gotcha.
They were, like, organizing the next, like,
this, what did the when the cop pulled you over, was he like, oh, fuck.
The cop pulled us over and immediately was like, oh, shit, go ahead. He didn't give us an escort, but he was just like, go ahead, fucking go. Because my whole skin was flapped over. And I was trying to pull down the visor to look, and they were like, no.
Were you surprised? Like, did you know the extent of the injury? Like, as soon as you, like, got out of the water?
Bro, I didn't know if I was missing a limb or, like, what happened, because I couldn't, like, swim up. And, like, the thing, once I started going fast, it locked in my ankle. So, like, I couldn't comprehend all that because it all happened so fast. Mm-hmm. I remember just screaming, stop, because I was, like, parallel with the thing.
Right.
So, I, like, when I'm, like, hit and then I fall, I'm in the water. And I'm trying to swim up, and I'm like, why am I choking on water? This is 1 foot of water. You know, there's no way I'm drowning in it.
You didn't know you were hanging by the thing.
Yeah. Only my head was in it, and I'm like trying to
lean
up.
And you didn't even have the strength to pull yourself up out of the water.
You got to do those abs. Because
it was all adrenaline. Jeff. Well, my hip was broken, my tendons in my leg.
I don't
want
to hear excuses.
No mobility here.
Just fucking do a sit-up and get out of the water.
You're right. I should have fucking I need to do more sit-ups for the next one. Yeah.
That's a life lesson. Work out more.
Get real abs, Zane, not fake abs. See what happens when you get
fake abs. I mean, thank God I did have a little fucking meat on my bones. Because if that was Corinna, like...
Oh, because she was right before you. Yeah, we were all thinking the same thing, too. Like, imagine that was fucking Corinna.
If it was anybody else, yeah.
Yeah,
it happened to, like,
else.
The toughest person.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
imagine
now
it was Zane.
Zane would have ate that shit, too.
My brain would have been dead.
I would have came out of that shit like...
Zane, you have to pay for the crane. It's broken.
No, I have to be drunk in order to be able to get through that shit.
Well, even when we showed up, he hurt his ankles. Because remember, you didn't know how shallow it was at first, and you jumped in, and you were like, I fucked up my ankles, and then you hopped on. I was like, oh, no,
I was on
ankles.
Such a high from skydiving. Like, you guys don't understand. Like, I was so nervous to skydive. My palms were sweating at your house the night before we even left.
Oh, dude, I know. That was, like, that night, I really saw, like, Jeff's, like...
Oh, really?
Jeff's like,
I don't like heights. I do not like heights. And Vince was scared too. Vince is a fucking tough guy, one of the toughest guys I know. He almost backed out the second we got there.
No way.
But we all, he made up an excuse. There's something going wrong with my employees.
Wow.
He cursed out everybody. He's fucking flipped out. He, like, made everybody at the side of the place,
like, jumping
tense.
Out of the hot air balloon. I was like, oh my gosh, he loves
well,
it.
Now
he just, like,
so
didn't skip a beat.
And,
yeah.
Like, I got comfortable too. You never get used to, like, I'm jumping out of a fucking moving plane at 200 miles per hour. And you just, you know, like, that's, you can look at it like it's a video game and kind of psych yourself out. But, you know, you're going up and it's janky and it's like you see somebody jump and you're like, oh, fuck, it's real.
Every time you jump out of the plane, you're like, the first thought in your head is, I hope this works. Every time. I hope my shoe fucking opens.
Yeah.
I just,
give him a chance.
So tandem and like that door being open right there as you're going up, you're just like,
freaks
this
you
is
out.
Stupid.
You're just like, you keep peeking and you're just like, this is,
like,
it feels
why
wrong.
Why are we testing
everything about
this?
It feels wrong.
Yeah. So I was like, so just, scared, and then I got through it after like one person drops out and we all talk each other into getting back into it. It was a nice team thing. We had some camaraderie there and we pushed each other. Even Natalie was like dropping out, and then Natalie next jump she's like inspiring us to get back in, because like even we wanted to quit, you know.
Oh, I thought Natalie didn't quit at all. I thought she was the one that was not scared.
No, she quit a couple times, but she was just there to push us through, because you needed like Todd and I to get through it. 25 jumps takes a fucking while, you know? And we were cramming them in like 7 a day. Normally when people go through the
fucking
course, they take their time. They read all the schooling and stuff. Like you have to go through packing class. You got to pack your own chute sometimes. That's fucking, I don't even trust, you know, editing my own podcast, and because that'll get me fucking canceled. And now I got to pack my parachute.
Yeah,
save my life.
I'm not gonna lie. I was so fucking worried the night before, because it's not like my friend is going skydiving once with another person behind.
Skydiving.
It's three of my friends all skydiving 20 fucking times every day by themselves. I'm like, bro, the chance, this is so fucking scary.
Yeah.
I have to like, think about this every day while
I'm gone. And you do two tandems, and your third one is by yourself.
Yeah.
So you're out.
It's that fast.
That's
that
great.
Quick.
Yeah. Is that crazy?
Two tandems,
just
and your third one's by yourself.
Yeah. And you gotta, like, so you gotta pull your chute. you got to do your test, and then you got to come down and land, and landing's a little tough. You got to come downwind, so you have to know like the direction you're landing, and you have to watch out for power lines. Sometimes you don't land. Sometimes the plane will drop you a little like off the base, so you're landing like in a farm or like on a highway. You got to watch out for power lines. So all this shit is in your head, and you're thinking about that. And like the most important thing is like get the chute out, get it open. But then you have all this other stuff. And all they give you is a walkie-talkie that's only one way because it's so loud that you can't talk back to them. So the chute opens, and the woman's like, "You're doing great." And it sounds like a video game. And I'm like, "Thank you." Nobody fucking hears me. I'm all the way up in the air, but it's like dead quiet. And you just hear this thing. And she's like, "You did it. You're doing great." And then you just land, and it's like, okay, three down.
20 more to go. Fuck.
Holy shit.
But no. you eventually, like towards the end when I finally did my graduation jump,
yeah,
I was like, this is so fun. I loved it. And then
you jump out
the
with
hot
like
air balloon.
Cap and gown.
Holding a diploma.
That's funny. That's good.
It's funny. They actually, that's the first time they let you jump without that cheesy ass jumpsuit on. They let you go in your plane clothes.
So oh, really?
Like, oh,
that's
wow.
fun. Because I'm in like a t-shirt or whatever you want to wear. And
yeah.
You can wear a helmet, like you graduate to a helmet, and then you graduate to you get to wear AirPods, so you could put on a song when you're jumping.
That's like the rocket roller coaster. So it gets fun.
It gets a lot of fun, but I didn't think that I would get like that comfortable. And then I called it the skydiving syndrome just because I was so on a high. I felt like a fucking superhero because I was able to do these jumps by myself, land them every time successfully, and be like, all right. What the fuck is going to happen with us just fucking around, you know, like on a lake with a fucking rope swing?
Like, I'm able to do fucking 30 jumps.
Yeah, from 14,000 feet. What the hell is going to happen from 20 feet?
In one foot of water.
1 foot of water, yeah. So
what could go wrong?
Yeah, sometimes you need to humble yourself. You got to get checked, and that checked me, and, I wouldn't
quit
change
while
a thing.
Your head.
Yeah. No, but honestly,
it's
I wouldn't
crazy.
Change
Even,
a thing.
Even, like, the silliest little things can go wrong are... Our trainer, Julian.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he told me about. I don't think
this
he
just
told
happened
me.
Like a couple of days ago.
Oh my gosh.
They were all playing pool, like at a little pool hall thing. Everything was fine, and they finished the game, and the other team beat this kid. So he was like giving him shit. He's like, "I beat you, whatever." They're all like best friends, and he goes behind him. He goes to like pick him up, and like, "You can't beat me, whatever." And it was like a foot off the ground, and then he went to set him down and dropped him, and he was holding the pool stick here. So as he let him go, he came back down, and the pool stick went up through his fucking
eye. Oh, my God.
Through the eyelid, through the top eyelid, and just split it, ripped it open, and he's got these, like, missing chunks. Like, it was disgusting. Fuck. He showed me, like, a picture.
Eye stuff's cringe, man. I don't know why anybody listens to me, because I talk about my eye all the time, and it's fucking... I
even
can't
something
even...
so, like, just, like, joking around. Like, you're playing pool, like, with your best
you
friends, and then...
You just never know, yeah.
And then your eye is one
like
of the pool balls.
Could, if he would have been tilted a little bit more, his eye would have been out.
Damn.
And what a stupid, like, how did that happen to you? A pool stick. Yeah. Like, after fucking hugging. It's ridiculous.
Like my story. Everybody asked me, I'm like, crane, smacked my head off it, and fucking...
Oh, you're a construction worker.
Stuntman, I guess.
I liked before the documentary, every time someone would ask you, you would have a different
answer,
reason for what happened to
That's
your
funny.
Eye.
Oh,
I fell off a building. It was a car accident.
Got punched by Jake Paul.
Yeah,
that one actually got some traction. Yeah, Jeff got punched by Jake Paul. What the fuck one was
it's
this?
Like, I guess that kind of makes sense. We'll run with this story then.
He's a hothead. Right. You know?
Sorry, guys. I do got to use the restroom real quick.
Can I do a pee break, actually?
You don't have catheters? We hook up tubes to our penises.
You keep having fucking staff in the bathroom anyway.
Yeah. You're having a beer?
Yeah, is that okay?
You need to get drunk for this?
To hang out with you for two times in a week, yeah.
Oh, whoa.
You're fucking exhausted.
We have to drink to get to.
Damn,
fucking...
I hope that makes a cut. Heath wasn't in his position. That was my
second. I'll say it again.
What Jack, keep it in.
This is a cool That's water enough. That you guys got me here.
You're drinking my Revive water?
Yeah, I mean, it says it's got some electrolytes or something.
Jesus,
magnesium.
Bro.
I mean, yeah, shout out to these waters.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is that? Is that by Nestle? I wish I got Nestle waters.
Wow, that's good. You guys treat your guests good over here.
We always do. Actually, you're the only guest where we didn't actually prepare with like food and.
It's all good.
They just brought your arch nemesis over.
Jeff needs candy. I put a bowl of candy out because that's all
you didn't even have it. Well, he's in intense training now, so he can't have it.
Not really.
He eats chicken and candy.
I'm doing the same shit I normally do.
Yeah. What do you eat every day? Because I feel like it's
nothing. What's your daily routine like?
I wake up. I have a coffee, Kremota, actually, because you guys you gave me a bunch of them. I bought a Keurig for it, even though you guys gave me a Keurig.
You didn't use
the one we gave you wasn't good enough?
No, it was a little cheap one. You gave me a cheap little PR package.
Single serving.
Yeah, we're fucking.
That was a $100 coffee maker.
Yeah, but you got to like load the water each time.
I mean, it wasn't the most expensive.
All right, move on. Cup.
Yeah, no, I have a coffee every morning and then I go for a run. So it's just straight coffee and water for the first like 4 hours of my day.
You do like a half mile
intermittent fasting, but now I'm trying to bulk up because I got so skinny from all the surgeries and like just downtime. But now I'm like eating, I'm packing on fucking three more meals a day because I gotta get back to that Todd size, you know?
Yeah.
That like meaty fucking 180.
You haven't been meaty since like
we
first met you. I'm
158 pounds right now. David weighs more than me. So it's
that's
technically,
crazy.
That's
crazy.
I'd have to bulk up to fight David. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm bulking up to meet David's size. He's got a thick ass on him.
That ass is his whole weight.
He's got a
weight.
Wagon.
It's a wagon.
But you know what? That's where the power comes from.
Have you ever felt it? It's juicy.
I thought Todd is the one with
the fat ass.
I felt it every day.
One time he had a cyst in his ass crack, and he needed me to test it out. So he needed me to put my finger up his asshole.
Nice.
And I mean, I've been to jail.
Are you a licensed proctologist, or he just wanted you to?
I'm the closest one out of all our friends. I have the most experience with assholes.
When I first met Jeff, I just always ask like ripped people what's their routine, and he just goes, coffee and bubblegum. That's all I fucking eat.
Coffee.
I
was like,
I mean, that's a joke. Yeah, and then cigarettes. I said too, but I do eat good. I eat. I'm gonna have a steak tonight.
But like no veggies. I
just Postmates everything. I don't have time. I don't have food in my house, and I'll like order from like Bossa Nova, get like a steak and rice and beans and some asparagus every night. I'll eat the same thing every night. I don't care. I'm not like, you know.
Yeah, me too, but.
And then I'll have candy afterwards. Healthy. Maybe sometimes I'll smoke a little weed. Am I allowed to talk about that here?
Yeah.
Smoke a little weed.
We did a high episode.
Yeah.
You did?
Would you like to do a high episode with us once?
Yeah, I'll do a high episode, of course. I love smoking weed and writing down some ideas or plans for a barbershop or something like that.
Yeah.
Which is coming back soon, you know? Barbershop's
coming back?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you were like permanently.
No,
I love the idea
shop.
With
it's
Airstream.
Brilliant.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I'm so excited for it because now... Like this, like you have to hound people to get over here. And that's like the only thing is getting collaborations. It's like, fuck my schedule. Am I going to be able to be there at 5 o'clock? Like I'm an hour late today.
No excuses.
No excuse. You just show up to them.
I'm a fucking hour late. Now I just go right to your house. I'm outside. You know,
that's great.
Yeah.
That's what everybody
wants. And the thing's rigged with explosives. It's fucking bulletproof. So I could take it right into war. If I have to, it's got all types
of
gadgets.
Whose hair are you cutting?
I mean, it's got flamethrowers on it. It's got all. I don't want to give it all the way here. I'll just give you guys.
Imagine going to like a military base and you're cutting all these fucking.
Yeah, we're taking that baby right into war. I'm gonna take that down to Tijuana for the cockfights, and I might bring back some illegals for my team. I might bring back some people, and you know, American Dream, baby.
Yeah.
Come work for Jeff's Barbershop Productions. You know, we'll
are
find
you hiring?
Something for you to do.
He's a hero.
I'm going to go down and grab some guys from Tijuana.
Yeah, you going to pay him?
Pay him well. Yeah, of course.
I haven't
pay
seen
my
a
guys
check.
Well.
Yeah, I heard
pay,
you don't
pay
your guys well.
Bro, I pay my guys too much. They're taking advantage of me. That I actually, sometimes I stress that I'm paying them too much. Maybe they're just sitting around. And like, I got this new boxing coach, and he's a cool guy. He's like this Irish guy from the UK. He comes from a background of organized crime. His whole family was all gangsters. And he was a fighter. He's got a bunch of KOs. And he just hangs out with me all the time now. He's just like around.
Yeah.
And all the guys want to like hang out with him and show him like the edits. And he loves talking. And I'm like, no more. This is inefficient. You know, we're all like working here. And we're all just hanging out talking about boxing. We're all going to be fighters now. Are people sick of boxing talk on YouTube?
I don't think so. We talk about it sometimes, depending on what.
Leave comments
but
and let us know if you want us to shut up about boxing. I'll get back into.
I just can't believe boxing is a thing.
It's a thing, yeah. It's pretty.
Yeah.
It's pretty unbelievable, like how social media has become such a huge part of boxing now.
I got so into UFC over the pandemic because it's the only sport that's still continued.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a one-on-one.
Yeah.
You know, they were able to get through. Dana White didn't give a fuck, and he just powered through it.
Yeah.
Kind of like Jeff's Barbershop. You know.
Yeah.
We just powered through it. You know, Q-tips in the nose.
Yeah.
Tests off
it's
street.
Crazy. It was crazy watching those fights with nobody there.
Yeah.
It was so
you
silent
because
you'd hear every time a punch was hit, you could hear just like the screams,
mm-hmm.
and it made sense. But now, like the fights didn't seem as brutal because you weren't getting that reaction. Yeah.
Yeah. But it is nice to hear the roar of a crowd when like somebody's like starts fucking somebody up and then like.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a crazy time. Crazy time to live through. I'm happy it's over. Yeah. And I think the world, it was in such a dark place for a while. And maybe that has something to do with all this boxing. Everybody just wants to fucking get in there and fight it out. The girls are talking. Mm-hmm. Tana wants to fight Corinna.
I feel
Susie wants to fight
Corinna.
That would
get more pay-per-views than I feel like any dude
actual
fight.
Boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucked up. But it's like, you know, that these people have built their audience. You got to respect it, you know? Like fighters, they work their whole lives to get these dream fights.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you just, but it's just like, you got to understand it. Like these people have worked to build their audience. And now trying to do both, like mixing in training, more training for boxing on top of now I'm going to do the podcast and I'm going to do the show, the barbershop show and the Patreon. We do extra podcasts and blogs for.
Yeah.
And training camp for boxing. I might lose my fucking mind in a week and quit all of it.
You never know.
You know? You never know. But
you
I'm gotta
keep yourself
trying.
Busy.
That's
though.
A lot
Have
to take
fun.
On.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Have you guys been to like a full fledged event with a bunch of people since in
the
last year?
Fights.
Oh, you went to the fights. What was that like being in a room with like?
Oh, it was like everything was right back.
Yeah, Florida is like has been open. For
it
a
was.
Little bit.
It was actually so nice just to you know have a taste of like real life again. And yeah, I mean we're doing good on vaccines and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Sorry about the whole pandemic, guys. I know a lot of people keep blaming me. Literally, like,
are they blaming you?
A couple weeks before the whole thing even happened, on one of the episodes, I was like, I just want something to shake the entire world up.
It was two
flip
weeks before.
Flip it upside down and like something nobody has ever
you
seen
asked
before.
For
like mass chaos.
You got
everybody
a lot of fans
freaking
in China.
Out.
You think somebody
it was,
got wind?
And then I feel it was the next episode of the episode
Dude,
after.
It was
we're
like,
have you heard of this coronavirus? We're like, no, I don't know. It's like, I think they just, like, it happened in China. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be anything.
A lot of coronavirus kept posting me, like, saying what I said.
Yeah. It was just a week before. It was fucking
I will
nuts.
Never say anything like that again.
Well,
we got it, guys. That was it.
I mean, we come on to these things and we have podcasts and we don't know what the fuck we're talking about. We don't have plans.
We just fucking read
ramble
books
and
or...
there's a clock on the wall. It's like, we have to hit an hour. So it's like, let's just talk about fucking whatever. So sometimes we end up predicting things. We also say a lot of bullshit, so don't take anything literal like what I said on here today. You know, especially me, these guys, you know, you said you guys are pretty normal, but I mean I say
I mean,
a lot
still,
of
I mean, we're still talking out of our ass, dude. We have no idea what the fuck we're talking
you guys
about,
got any predictions for the next year?
Let's not
I mean I'll give you a couple predictions for the fucking Vlog Squad boxing event.
I think
Mike
there's
going to
be a
KO
new
Jonah.
STD.
Mike is going to
like a
KO
new big
Jonah.
STD.
Oh, okay.
They're going to release a new STD?
I don't know if it's going to be released or I just think there's going to be
it's a grand event.
Grand opener.
they cut the ribbon. And it just starts flying out.
You think COVID was manufactured to take out part of the population?
I don't know.
Let's get fucking on that line.
I don't think it was manufactured to take out the population.
I don't think it magically just came out of nowhere. I don't think.
That shit
was
made in the fucking lab.
It was. It got exposed that it did.
Yeah. Damn, conspiracy episode. This is what people want.
Yeah. A lot of people think the same.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of big ups talking about population control.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I mean...
The bat thing was fucking like that kind of made sense. That was a good cover up, but also the lab thing kind of seems like, you know, it seems a little more.
The truth
realistic.
Always rises to the top, though. I think that's like humanity always, whatever happens, like the truth usually ends up finding
its way.
Yeah,
but people don't
up.
Care about the truth in the end of the day.
That's,
you know
that is
mean?
True. People
there could be a whole thing coming out about COVID, how it was all. Nobody cares.
And I've had that shit, and that shit feels like it was made in a lab.
this is not a real sick.
Bro. I mean, the fact that you lose your fucking taste and smell, that's crazy. What other fucking disease
fucking
does that?
Weird, like just so dry in your nose and like throat. It's just so. It's
do you think while it's being
weird.
Made, they're like, ooh, loss of taste and smell. That's exciting. Let's
put that.
They weren't making it like a fucking ice cream flavor, bro. I think the theory is that they were trying to figure out how to like prevent some shit like this. And in order to figure out how to prevent it, they got to make some samples to like test out. And then one of these samples got out, and then that's why.
How did this just come out? How does it just get
and
out?
Where did
well,
the,
I don't know. I don't fucking read books.
Where did the flu go?
Oh, yeah. Flu's gone now. Flu's gone.
Well, we all started wearing
that's
masks.
That's great.
So.
Yeah.
No, I love that argument. I love that shit. Guys, COVID is at an all-time high because we're not wearing masks, and we're going out. What about the flu? Well, the flu is at an all-time low because we're wearing masks and we're staying in. It's like, which one is it?
Man, people are fucking animals, huh?
We don't know. We don't know jack shit. None of us have a fucking science degree.
Oh,
of
course.
None of us
have
ever been in a fucking lab. We don't read the news.
It's just fun.
All we have is Twitter and that's it.
Like, the difference is, like, this is whatever. It's everyone in their fucking, they're smoking weed, they're drinking, they're shooting the shit. We're just fucking recording.
I mean,
that's the only difference. We don't fucking know nothing.
Like 100 and something years ago, we didn't even have electricity. We were fucking using candles for a light. And now we're doing this
There's
shit.
There's people who still do that. Amish, shout out to you. Hey, as if you're watching.
They're not watching, Mariah.
That's funny.
So we're making progress. Learn from your mistakes, you know? We had candles and now we have fucking iPhones.
I'm ready for the fucking aliens, bro.
They're coming soon.
Did you see today they released the report. The government released the report about aliens today.
Yeah.
They did like a 100-page document about like 200 alien sightings. They basically said we're not going to confirm or deny whether or not it's aliens.
Should we pull it up and read it to wrap this baby up?
Yeah. They're not going to confirm or deny.
Or deny if it's extraterrestrials, which means like they didn't give a definitive answer. They weren't like, we found the aliens, but they didn't say like, this is definitely just like
convenient time to put out some alien shit.
Yeah, right after the world is coming back, you know, just
get everybody back into a mass hysteria.
Do you want the aliens?
Quick distraction.
You want the aliens or you don't want the aliens?
That'd be so fun.
Do I
want, nice.
Like, if I found out that there was aliens?
Like if you could decide, like, you're the ruler of the world. Do you say, yes, let's bring the aliens in and they're real and they're coming to fucking...
We should all unite. I like aliens.
Peace and love, everybody.
Yeah, peace and love.
I don't believe in
it. We just don't know their thought process, you know?
Sorry, I fell asleep when Mike was talking. where are we? Aliens are here?
Yeah. Aliens, yeah. You don't like aliens? You don't like talking about aliens?
Yeah,
or you
just don't
care?
I do my fair share of alien talk. I give about 2 hours a day to alien talk.
Yeah, that's true.
He's overrated.
I'm burned out. Okay. I got to do a podcast about aliens after this.
Oh,
so
yeah?
I want to save all my
so
aliens.
So if you guys want to hear more about aliens,
check out
Jeff
FM. Can I plug Jeff FM?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I just started a podcast. It's like this one, but only we got more technology and it's a little more annoying because there's random sounds that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You might feel like you're on acid when you watch it, but you know what the fuck is the point of this shit anyway? We're all in a simulation. Yeah. So go subscribe.
I'm
gonna take one subscriber that comes from Unfiltered and I'm gonna give them
this t-shirt.
I'm gonna give them that the
actually
t-shirt I was supposed to give to Matt. I'm gonna give away $1,000 cash
to whoever from
and,
this
Unfiltered. Yeah,
the first one.
Yeah, but what day do you post? Because I don't want to interfere.
Monday, so it'd be Monday.
Video Tuesday.
Yeah. Video Tuesday.
Okay,
so
I'm always late.
What's
the
special code that this person has to type in when they subscribe?
Banana.
I was going to say pineapple.
That's good. We could do pineapple.
I like pineapple.
And so what, they'll follow, screenshot, DM you? Because
I've used banana before.
Perfect.
So they'll screenshot their subscription, DM you, and then...
No, I'll just go through and pick.
Oh, you're going to...
What about bologna?
No, you got to go to the first one. The first one. No, not the first one.
Right away, the second you guys
post? You can
do
one of those cheap things where they got to spell out bologna one letter at a time. And the first one to get it completely...
Completed
wins.
Spell out baloney letter.
But they
by
have
letter.
To subscribe every
without
other,
getting
because
interrupted.
Other people are trying to do
no,
it.
No, so I guess you'd have to comment just pineapple on the last podcast. I'm gonna pick one of you guys, give you $1,000 cash, send it over PayPal, Cash App.
Look
whatever.
At that.
We got it all.
Comment, that's how you plug. Baby.
Comment Al Qaeda Taliban on Jeff's
that is
Instagram.
Good. Is that illegal? Sounds illegal what I just did.
Well, kind of. I don't know.
Probably. I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm not like promoting kids to gamble.
What do you?
I'm like,
I
think actually sweepstakes are.
If I said get on my Patreon and you could win it, I mean, that'd be illegal.
It's a little aggressive. Yeah.
What are you setting up a lottery?
No purchase necessary. That's what they say, right? No purchase necessary.
Bend the law a little.
Yeah.
You know, nothing changed.
It's part of your character. People can't be mad at you.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to feed the guys in the bathroom. Can you see Kyle? He's fucking, he's 120 pounds. I got to get him some steaks.
Yeah.
Nerf's got to eat. You know,
I think Nerf's good.
Nerf is good.
Nerf is hanging by
Nerf's
a thread.
Been beefing,
huh?
No,
beefing up lately.
Sorry, I know it's really sad.
We're gonna get Nerf an opponent for the Vlog Squad promotions.
Yeah.
Nerf and Henry.
Henry?
Oh man, Henry. Would...
Oh,
have you met Henry yet?
The new dog,
no.
That
Jason's
Jason
dog.
Oh no, that guy will wreck Nerf. Nerf's fucking slow motion. He's blind and deaf. He throws like just his paws.
He's like a slow wrecking ball. It reminds me of just a ball that's just slowly moving.
Sometimes he knocks himself over.
Yeah.
He's just he leans too far to one side and he just tumbles over.
I feel like he doesn't look straight either. He like looks sideways because he's
that's because he can't. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on now.
He doesn't know what sideways is.
I might get a dog. I might get another Frenchie.
Yes.
Another Frenchie.
Yeah, Oscar's my editor. He has a Frenchie, and she had pups, and one of them came out with one eye. So I feel like it's
no way.
Like, to be. That shouldn't be a question. It's I don't understand sign, what's huh? taking
That's
so
a
long.
Sign, yeah.
It's a girl dog. Usually I get boy dogs, but
no. I don't know why I freaked out when I found out that girl dogs have periods. I like could not believe it.
Hold on, what?
Girl dogs have periods.
Yeah,
I would have never
all over your couches.
Bro, I would have never guessed. That's.
I mean, that, it, obviously, but like, I just like.
Do
never
all girl animals get periods?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
How do you think we're here? How do you think babies are made?
I just didn't think girl animals have periods.
Yeah, even a fucking girl octopus is probably bleeding in the ocean. Just, I mean, I don't know about that, actually.
Mariah, confirm, deny?
We have a fact checker?
Well, I think it has to be a mammal.
The octopus.
Octopussy.
It has to be a mammal.
Does a girl fly?
There might be a good joke here.
Hold on. Let me think about it.
What about a girl roach? Does
cockroach? Well, I think it has to be a mammal.
It's something that doesn't lay eggs. Yeah, that's... Wow, welcome to biology with fucking idiots.
What is this? Oh my gosh.
Seventh grade biology students like, no.
I can't imagine like,
I was gonna
somebody
say I'm losing brain cells, but can't
parents.
Lose what you never had.
Make sure to check out part two for
the
results
of
the
Rogan.
Period.
Come back to part two.
Part two.
You know, if this was Joe Rogan, he would have all the answers. He'd be like, yeah, octopuses don't fucking bleed in the ocean.
But he wouldn't know. He'll
he's
just
confident.
Be very confident
yeah,
what he says.
Yeah, we don't have confidence. We're like, but I don't know.
Do you have a fact checker?
No, screw that.
He's on.
Are you on camera over there?
I'm not on camera now.
Damn. Well,
fish do not have periods.
But is octopus a fish?
But no, octopus are different. Did you see that Netflix documentary
they
where they follow the octopus
Keith
around?
Keith loves that documentary. That,
I fucking bawled my eyes out.
Have you guys
really?
Spoke about that?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
My octopus teacher.
How does octopus like make you cry?
Because they're so intelligent.
Oh. It's like having a child. It's like a
or
friend.
Like a monkey.
And
like
they die
so
after
smart.
A year. Their body just like fucking disintegrates. It's so sad the way he fell in love with this octopus. He followed it for a
it's
year.
His best friend. And he would like dive down.
He
and hang
watched
out
it.
With
he
it.
Watched
it, like
it
hold,
survive
it like
shark attacks by
finger.
Using
like, reach out, grab
like
a
shark would come to eat it. And it would use like its like camouflage and technique to like look like it's like part of the
coral. He got attacked one time and it would like sit on his chest and like...
Yeah.
Damn, that actually does sound very like heartwarming.
You'd never think that you would get into an octopus documentary. But
no. I'm gonna go home and watch it. Yeah.
Bro, I smashed my head off a crane to fucking and this guy just followed an octopus.
No Oscar for Jeff.
God damn.
He has an Oscar.
Yeah, he already has an Oscar.
Would you ever want to be an actor in a movie, Jeff? Like learn some lines, or do you only just want to be yourself?
Yeah, I would like to do that, but that's a whole different job. And you know, you have to be auditioning, you have to be working that muscle, and I'm kinda what we do is kind of in that world, the entertainment biz, but
yeah, maybe you'll direct book
I
something
see you in like a cartel show, like a Netflix.
I would love to do
show.
That, but
that would be great.
You know, I don't have time to fucking do anything. So
take a couple months off to go film like a movie.
I don't know. You have to be consistent with this stuff, and I love doing what I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was going to be that route. I thought I'd be doing movies like Ryan Gosling, where he just plays like different versions of himself, like mm-hmm. Drive. He's the same. Then in Place Beyond the Pines, just like kind of gangster shit, but like tough guy stuff. I would love to do movies and roles like that, but you have to do a lot when you're an actor. You have to play all different characters, and you have to audition for a bunch of stuff. You got to work your way up the ladder.
David got in Angry Birds too pretty easily. So
he had a line. It was a cartoon. It's different. It's different. And that was like, and that probably tripled their viewers just because how much
he promoted the fuck out of that,
which is great. And I think this pandemic really flipped the script on traditional media and. Us content creators, at least the ones that pushed through and kept creating content, you know, like it's kind of like there's no movies that came out for the past year. People forgot what it was like going to the movies.
And if it did come out, it was just not good.
Yeah, it's all shit. Movies, the productions were halted and we kept going, and TikTokers fucking thrived on it the most because they put out the most content. All they got to do is prop up a phone in their house.
Yeah.
So now the new top A-list celebrity is a TikToker. And we're the bottom of the barrel, you know?
It's crazy. Once, like, these actors, like Ryan Reynolds, Brad Pitt, once they're all gone, like, who else
what
is
do we
left?
Have?
Yeah. We don't have anything.
There's no new sick actors or actresses. Yeah. They're all
getting very old, but there's no new wave.
Right here,
Jeff
baby.
Wittick, that's what
I'm
saying,
out
Jeff.
In the next boxing movie. Maybe
and
if I don't get a fight,
because
I'll
we haven't
be...
seen it. They're still young. You know what I mean?
I mean...
But, like,
well,
who was the last movie you were like, this is a really exciting new young actor or actress?
Is Bryce Hall the new Brad Pitt?
I mean, you got...
I always say Jacob Tremblay is going to be huge.
Like, Dakota Fanning.
That's, like, one. There used to be dozens.
There used
no,
to,
but
used
I'm
to
saying,
so
but,
many.
Like, now it's, like... Timothy Chalamet could be the biggest thing in the next like 60 years, and we'll be like, God, there's never going to be another one like that. Like it's just like the time hasn't happened yet.
He's cool. Timothy Chalamet, he's cool. He's one of the, you know, I guess he'd be like the new
Leo. He gets booked for everything.
The Cap. You know, we'll see where he goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, who's the next Leo? You know?
I don't know.
I think we're sitting with him right now.
Thank you, Mike. Fucking, he still says nice things to me. I don't deserve it.
He's talking about Zane.
No, I think he's going to be Todd.
Yeah, Jeff, that was...
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm a pretty good actor.
Well, that was the dream, but sometimes, you know, you got to shift, you got to adapt, and this is what people want now. So.
Call an audible.
Next year is going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like the Roaring 20s.
I say it every podcast.
It's
Roaring
20s. Really?
Roaring 20s.
Dude, so I'm so excited.
It's going to be hell for the next decade?
No, Roaring 20s is great.
Before the Great Depression. Roaring 20s was like... jazz music and people were partying and drinking because there was a pandemic in 1918, the Spanish flu, and they had a pandemic for 2 years, 1918, 1919. Then there was this huge boom in the economy, and the 20s were just fucking mayhem.
Yeah,
really.
That's when we have a feeling it's gonna just be like
everyone's fucking drinking.
You think Scott's Hoge coin's gonna go back up?
Not now.
We have lost a money.
God, I hope so.
You told me to put my life savings in it. I did it.
You put your life savings in it?
And it wasn't much.
Oh my
but,
God.
You know.
Consult your Jewish friends before you make any investments, guys.
I'm gonna give you all my money and just
don't give me your money. Just ask me what to do with it and I'll tell you what to do.
Did you put any money in it?
Back. I'm gonna come for it back. But I'm gonna.
Don't do this and say I'm coming back for my money. We're gonna do it all legit.
Coming back for my fucking
no
bread.
Baseball bats, no fucking shady fans outside my house. No, no, we're doing this legit.
I want that shit back with interest. Are your fucking kneecaps kissing goodbye?
Where do you see crypto going?
Up.
You do.
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
I was gonna say
no. No, I think it's that shit's not going anywhere, bro. Elon's playing around with the market.
I mean,
just so he can get it to the right spot and then dump another $5 billion there, and then it's gonna shoot up. We're all gonna be like, what the fuck?
The like random coins that pop up. Sure, that's all gambling. But like Bitcoin, Ethereum, the main big boys, they're not fucking going anywhere. All the banks, like I think one of the largest holders of Bitcoin is like a bank.
Yeah,
those guys are not investing their money stupidly.
I mean, it's the youth now that is coming up and taking over the investing game. We're all growing. You know, my dad hates on Bitcoin. I got him a Ethereum coin for Father's Day just so he has to figure out how to use it. And now he's stuck with this Ethereum coin. He's like, God damn, you gave your mother all this thing and you had to give me this fucking stupid scam coin. Is it stressing him out
that he's watching it go up and down every day?
He's stressed out now and he's like, he wants to sell it, but... It was a gift, and I want him to, like, get into it. I don't know, because he always was into the stock market when I was growing up, and he would always be like, God damn it, that and horse racing. Yeah. He'd always be losing money. It's crazy. I'm just turning into my father, where I just get fucking miserable about everything, and I just gamble. And
Going to horse races is fun.
Yeah, he bought a horse and actually, like, raced it, trained it, and it won once.
Yeah.
But there was a while where my family was struggling, fighting every day. My mom, where's all the fucking money? And then... the horse finally won, and it was like it won like 80 G's or something like that.
Wow.
And that was like our family's like money to survive off of for the next like 2 years.
Imagine, like,
did it win?
Your income is based on this animal, and you're like, please just run faster.
It's a crazy game, horse racing. It's a crazy game. Oh. I bought one and it broke its leg after I trained it for 6 months and didn't even get to race once.
Straight to the glue factory.
No, they don't kill him. That's a rumor.
What are those dogs called?
She's probably doing pony rides or something in a like.
What if they're on their period? They're just not in the mood to race.
There you go. The horses get periods.
Devin.
There we go.
A little faster, please.
Is it scattered male and female, or they
do
only
horses get
have
periods?
Male horses?
Make sure you fucking X out your safari after this thing. Somebody has to use your phone. They're like, "What? Who the fuck is this weirdo?"
FBI comes knocking at your door. Hey, bud, if we got a question with your search history here.
Wait,
UFOs.
No, I'm actually curious about the horse racing. The horses.
Horses don't get periods.
What?
Wow. You ever see the videos where the guys have to get the semen when they do this?
And they're jerking the horse
with
off?
The thing?
Oh my God.
Pull one of those up. Can we pull up one of those videos?
Yeah, we can.
I was just scrolling through TikTok. Devin. I got golf videos, cars, and then I see this fucking two guys.
What?
Devin, pull up one guy, one horse, right? What was it? That one's very interesting.
That's how they breed like the super athlete horses. Like say you have Usain Bolt and you get like the... women's track star. I don't know the name of her.
Sorry, I just pictured somebody going up to Usain Bolt.
And getting it out of him. I mean, you know, they're not like in a relationship, these horses, but you got to get the seed.
And you don't want them to break their leg trying to get up on something.
Exactly. Like if you have a champion racehorse that made millions of dollars, like won the Kentucky Derby, you could sell that fucking juice that they're jerking out. You could sell that for big money.
Yeah.
Everybody wants that.
Oh, yeah. Some horses go for $1 million.
Let's start sneaking in stables and jerking off horses. If you got no sponsors right now.
I know.
What are we doing?
We need something.
Yeah, we got to make ends meet, boys. Yeah.
Let's go.
Sell horse semen on the side of the road.
Imagine getting caught and arrested for that. How's Jeff doing?
Try to order a giant fleshlight and let's get in there.
How's Jeff doing?
But it's too small.
He's still dealing horse semen.
Dealing horse semen. Bro, my fucking wheels are turning. I just got money-making ideas left and right.
Your gears are greased.
Man, I wish Matt was here for this
episode. You want to call him real quick and tell him what you want to say?
He's going to fucking talk shit back. And I can't get over there to him because he's through a cellular device.
Oh, I know exactly where you are.
Oh, yeah. I bought you a fucking present, a knuckle sandwich. Nice of you not to show up. We know you fucking ran away for a reason.
Hey, Jeff, move up a weight class.
Oh.
I don't fucking need to. I'll go down two weight classes. I'll fight. I'll be skin and bones. I'll be a skeleton. And I'll get in there and I'll wreck you. Okay. I brought you a present. You want to see?
Look,
I brought you this. Yeah, I seen your shoulders. You calling me out, bro? Because we're putting on a real event. This shit's real now. I made millions of dollars off your name.
It's a shirt that says Wittick Extermination Company.
And there's a rat in it.
What is this?
It's a shirt. It's his new merch. It's sold out.
It's a rat shirt that you inspired, and I made millions of dollars off of it, and you're getting none of the profits. Yeah, you want to get some of those profits? Get in the ring, baby. I'm a goddamn prize
fighter. One time
now.
Oh, we did merch with Matt. We never gave him the profits.
Nice. No. Yeah.
It was a collab. But
we know you ran off. We know you were supposed to be here. You saw the schedule and you fucking took off to a wedding. Show us the wedding.
Yeah, where's the fucking wedding?
You ran away because you were scared that he was going to be on the podcast.
Show the wedding.
Bro, you're at a Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I love you, Jeff. I have to go, though.
You don't.
Jeff's never heard those words before.
You know what? I'm fucking going straight to a fucking steakhouse after this, and I'm packing on weight. Hi.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How you doing?
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. Good to see you. Good to see you.
Okay, well. Hey, Patricia.
I honestly thought he was lying.
We'll talk to you guys later.
I'm not buying it.
All right, can we end this?
Why? I'm having a great time.
Oh, okay.
Now I got to go do another podcast
Let's do a bonus episode.
I've had enough. I've had my fix.
He just wants to be around people.
It's fun to have a lot more people in the room, honestly.
It just feels like a hangout.
Yeah, there's not this pressure of like, uh-oh, someone didn't say something. Anyway, so here's a funny thing.
You know why it's
you
easy?
You got that video
of
that horse getting jerked off to end on?
You still want to see it?
Yeah, let's pull it up.
Let's throw it up on the big screen.
It's a nice set. Proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
I don't like that you have that alcohol showing in a show with me. I don't support it.
I know. It's not you drinking it, Jeff.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
You need to get drunk to do a podcast with me.
I don't need to get drunk. I'm having a beer. It's a Friday. I'm having a good fucking time. I had a great week.
You know, you're still working. It's still work. You shouldn't be
drinking
on the job.
I'm hearing don't be drinking on the job from Zane Hijazi.
But this isn't work for me. This is fun. You know?
I'm not getting paid to be here. Am I?
Well, you were until now.
Okay, well, yeah, we were going to give you a
listen,
little something.
Not with that attitude.
Guys, as long as I'm hanging out with you, that's all that matters.
Man, this was nice. I'll come on here once a week if you guys want me to do that that other episode. You could ditch Matt for good.
That's fine. We'll tell you every guest that we have and see if you want to hop in.
Oh, I love hopping in on when I don't have a lot of pressure on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Okay.
China.
You don't have the soundboard, so you're just doing it.
Yeah. China. China. You're fired.
We got to have little soundboards. Soundboard. That'd be
huge.
Fun.
It's going to be huge.
He's not the president anymore. Let's move on. Joe Biden.
I know, but we need some entertainment.
He's still a character.
You're probably at home Biden. Sitting around your dinner table right now. Your family member's missing because he died from the virus. From China.
What is this?
Joe Biden.
That's your Joe Biden accent.
You're probably sitting around the dinner table right now.
Stick to your day job.
What the fuck is that accent?
Right, is that your George W. Bush?
And they all
keep
sound the same. All presidents sound the same.
They kind of do.
Except for Trump.
Yeah, he
hit. He was the one oddball out that just fucking said whatever. No filter.
Heath, what was that face? The...
I hit the China button like 30 times an episode. Yeah, I got to get rid of that. They need to take that away from me.
All right, let's watch this video. You got it?
Oh, it's not even on YouTube. It's on like some bunk ass weird website.
Oh, it's on a porn site?
Oh.
Also, what's scary is the other videos that popped up next to these.
Oh, damn.
Oh. Oh.
Wait,
oh,
no, what?
No.
No, you got horses fucking, bro.
Oh,
we wanted to see.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh. No.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Why does that look like a fleshlight?
Why is he shooting it at the camera?
I like how the only time Jeff took off his sunglasses is to watch a horse cream his pants.
Damn, that doesn't even look like real. It looks like it's got some PVC piping in there or something.
I didn't see that video. That was
man. Yeah, but it's it's a fun game. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks for coming. Proud of you, Jeff.
Thank you so much
Thank
for coming
you.
In and spending the night with us.
Yeah,
your 1 year anniversary. Do you feel like this is like a new life for you? Like this is your first birthday?
I feel reborn ever since the accident. Yeah, I mean it took time, but yeah. Yeah, this is nice. I feel healthier than ever. I'm in the best shape of my life. I could come over there and tear one of your limbs off.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for the episode. Make sure to check out the audio every single Monday on Spotify. And then also we post our videos every single Tuesday on YouTube.com/Zane and Heath.
We also have an Unfiltered Highlights channel. If you guys want to check that out, YouTube.com/Unfiltered Highlights.
Oh, nice. I saw you guys posted like a why David's such a great person. At the video was from like two years ago.
No, that wasn't the thumbnail. The thumbnail was like something about us filming with him.
Oh, like, okay. It just like it was such an old clip, and it was like perfect timing, guys.
Oh, baby, you don't think we did that on purpose? Come on.
Come on now. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Peace and blessings.
Mariah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.